This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. French voters flocked to the polls on Sunday in the first round of a snap parliamentary election that could usher in the country's first far-right government since World War II, a potential sea change at the heart of the European Union. Polls closed on Sunday night in northern France, where Marine Le Pen may be re-elected in the first round, and counting began. Participation was high, underlining how France's rumbling political crisis has energized the electorate. Voters in northern France, the far-right stronghold, said on Sunday they were hoping for a change from President Emmanuel Macron's government. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
French voters in Hénin-Beaumont, where far-right leader Marine Le Pen is expected to retain her seat as parliament member, said they want things to change.
We have to try. We've never tried it out. Why not try?
The country is the closest it has been to having a far-right government since World War II. Polls predict Le Pen's National Rally, or RN, could win a majority of seats in the two-phase election, a sea change at the heart of the European Union. Le Pen has sought to detoxify a party known for racism and anti-Semitism, a tactic that has worked amid voter anger at President Emmanuel Macron, the high cost of living, and growing concerns over immigration.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Authorities in northern Nigeria said on Sunday female suicide bombers targeted a wedding, a funeral, and a hospital in coordinated attacks that killed at least 18 people. Another 30 people were wounded, many seriously. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attacks. Borno State has been heavily affected by the Boko Haram Islamic extremist insurgency. It has used women and girls in suicide bombings in the past. This is